realms of Senith.
I'm here for the recap this time.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and give it.
No, because this is what I need. We've been gone a while, and I always miss the recap.
Well, who wants to give the recap? I guess I should ask that.
Dragon. It's very dangerous. The end.
Okay. That's pretty fair. Wait, Alita's not in.
Aren't I?
Roxy Pickle, Stoned, Ninja, OBS, and me. Do I just not see you?
In the Owlbear?
In the Owlbear? Yeah, it's not opening. Looks like the pinned thing was buttered sausage, so that's not the map.
Buttered sausage? Who the hell pinned that?
I don't know, but that's great. I thought that was real. The Gary Busey thing.
Oh, yeah, you were checking the general text. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, you pinned buttered sausage in the general text? That is a great video to pin.
So I guess that's a pretty good recap. Buttered sausage.
Dragon speaking of buttered sausage.
Speaking of buttered sausage, we have this small business owner, Healing Spirit, next to Grungar. There's two heels left, looks like.
Yeah. There's a whip that nobody wants just thrown in the corner of the cyborg dragon room.
Well, it was supposed to be attached to me because I just trust in the universe to do these things, because actually it was attached to me.
But okay.
As far as recap, though, I only remember the previous room with the Emerald Door dragon playing Crappy Name Day with us. And then we came in here and the cyborg dragon played Haha, You're Dead with us. I don't know.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. We left off on Alita's turn, I believe.
Oh.
So what do you feel like doing?
I remembered that I have a some sort of fire scroll that I picked up.
Oh, fireball?
Yeah.
Well, if you look up fireball, I think you might come to the thinking that that might be the worst spell to use in this situation.
It's very large. We all would be hurt.
Oh, okay. What's the other scroll I picked up?
So you picked up, I think, three, was it?
I don't know. Two or three. I don't really remember. And it looks like I didn't write it down. I just remembered that that ferret. Did we make it a ferret instead of a doll or something? And it.
Oh, yeah, in the previous room, yeah.
Yeah, it told me that one of them was a fire thing, so.
All right, go ahead and roll me a D100.
90?
Ooh.
Oh my god.
It's Flame Strike.
Actually, it might be Time Stop.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Is that right? That's a spell.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it looks like you have a scroll of Time Stop. I don't think you can use it.
Oh. Could I give it to somebody who could?
It's a wizard and sorcerer spell. It might be other people's spell at this point, but I'm not sure. I think Amir has one level of wizard, but if you want to give him a ninth level spell scroll, that's like a Hail Mary situation.
Okay. Plus,
not sure what the benefit of him having, you know, Time Stop would be anyway.
Okay, I'm going to actually put this in my inventory this time.
Okay. And then you get to roll another D100 so we can figure out what that third scroll was.
Okay. 20.
Arcane Lock.
Can I lock up his gears?
I think it locks doors. Magically locks doors, yeah.
His mouth is kind of a door to hell.
Okay. Actually, that might not be too far off because he doesn't actually have a jaw. It's hinged.
When there's hinges.
Yeah, I think actually you're onto something there.
You could like, stop
remember
him from...
I had his jaw in the other room.
Could stop him from using his breath or even his bites, I think.
Oh, is that one I could use?
Again, I think that'd be
in a mirror.
Yeah, that would probably.
Okay.
Okay, I guess you can try it. When's his turn? Right before the dragon. Oh God. Okay.
All right. So I hand him Arcane Lock.
I'm gonna say you just dropped it on the ground, so it doesn't actually use anything other than your use object.
Okay.
And so then, you still have your turn then.
Let's see if I can get some better rolls this game. Four. I'm thinking I might need to use my luck or something.
I will say that if there's any time to blow anything you've got, it's probably on this thing.
Okay. So well, luck, so yes, I'm going to use one of my luck. It says I get three before a long rest. So I'm going to do it and roll another. Well, I got an 8. So my luck is really failing me. So that's both of my hits missed, right?
Or was that just one attack?
Oh, that's one. Okay, yes. All right, so let's try the next one then. That's a one.
Oh, no.
Wow. We're
not off to a good start.
Is my dice broken? What's going on here?
So I have inspiration. Can I give that to her?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can reroll your second one also.
Okay. It's a two.
Oh, no. Throw that dice away.
I think it might be time. That's horrible. Yeah, I'm not sure I can even do anything else on my turn, can I?
You have your bonus action still, and I believe that's unarmed strikes.
But do those have to, like, have a, you know, like a hit made before I can use those?
My understanding was you just have to take the attack action, not actually land any hits, but okay. I haven't read the text.
I went and got a different deck. Okay, so let's do just an unarmed strike then, huh? Oh yes, this should work. 24.
That's a hit.
5 damage.
Did you say 5?
Yep. Yeah, that unarmed strike isn't very strong. I think that's it.
All right, after you hit. Oh, go ahead.
Has he done the stomp thing every single time?
The stomp is, I believe, a legendary action. He hasn't done it yet, but he's up. He's due to do it at the end of somebody's turn.
It's an action, though, so I probably can't do that anyways. I was going to say maybe I should take flight and avoid it, but I probably can't actually do that. So, yeah, probably on to the next person.
Right after you land your hit there, a bright flash happens right in front of your face. A bunch of sparkles, and none other than Raby shows up in front of you.
Hi, Alita! It's been a while. Sorry to drop in on you. I can see you're busy right now, so I'll be quick. I was hoping I could ask you if you had any gift ideas for Warforged Knight. You see, I've worked for the king like you now. And she points over at the king. No longer in the garden, but training adventurers. And this construct passed my adventuring trials with his party, and I couldn't think of what to give him other than oil. So I was hoping maybe you or your friends would have some ideas. What would be useful? Or do you have any magical items you can think of?
We've got an awful lot of gems on us right now. Magical items. Yeah. Fireball scroll.
Oh, I think he'd like that.
Wily starts miming, because he's a scorpion, smoking something. If you can imagine a scorpion doing that.
You think we should gift him that?
The scorpion shakes his head.
Shakes it yes or no.
It's a scorpion. I think it's open to interpretation.
Doesn't the scorpion have a magic mouth?
that's right. Because you argued about it being a shapeshifter.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't part of the recap. Get him a bag, bro.
Just don't use the fireball scroll to roll it.
So you give her the fireball scroll or a... I guess I'm confused.
Don't use that to roll the bag. No? No? Okay. Just never mind.
Yeah, I laughed. That was good.
Oh, she was wrapping it in the fireball scroll?
And then she's like, don't use that to wrap it up. That's a whole new thing to me. Burn one, bro.
She takes the fireball scroll and she looks around. She says, well, good luck to you all.
No way. Hey, you got something for us, man? Information isn't free, brother.
That's true. And then she pops out of existence.
Shit.
All of your spell slots come back and your health's at max. And the ability is like a long rest just happened.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a pretty good tip.
That's amazing. Unfortunately, it only heals my wild shape form.
No, it heals both.
Both?
It's as if everything's come back for you.
So my...
I mean, you don't have to drop your form either. I'm just saying, like, everything comes back.
Well, I mean, if it was a thing that would... It would do that.
Oh, that means I get my one more luck again.
This guy runs over here, and you see him start tinkering with something over here. That's his action. So, Maeve, it's your turn.
Fingers crossed that he's still on our side. I'm gonna whip my hammer at the dragon. I don't remember what my bonus is. I rolled an 11. Hopefully this gets better. Okay, so I had 10. So 21 to hit.
That's a hit.
I'm assuming the dragon is threatened about 6 times.
Yeah. I mean, even the business lady's threatening.
Is it?
I don't know.
Even the healing spirit is threatening the dragon.
28 damage.
Oh, jeez. Is that all the things you do to it?
Yeah, because I'm not in range to, stab it or anything. So my axe comes flying back, and I guess I could crouch down behind the stairs again for a hide.
Okay.
For like 19?
You're not sure. I mean, double check, but I think it sees you. Yeah, it knows you're there. You're pretty certain.
Oh, wait. I added 9. I need to add 12. So 22?
Yeah. You see, it seems to know you're there.
Oh, well. That's my turn.
Okay, Wiley.
Let me look. Raby just changed my world up. I think with everybody healed, this thing probably has a super con save. 30 feet. I am going to... Can I see Olita from here?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start singing a boy band song, Larger Than Life. I don't know who sang that, but that's what Wiley's singing. And then he's going to cast Enlarge on Olita.
Is Wiley a bard now?
No, but that's all I could think of to cast this spell.
BSB, by the way, in case you were legitimately wondering.
Thank you. I sing some Backstreet Boys, and Olita becomes larger than life. So she gets the target size doubles in all dimension. Your weight is multiplied by 8. Increases your size category from medium to large. Until the spell ends, you have advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. The target's weapons also grow to match its new size. So while you are enlarged, all your attacks do 1d4 extra damage.
Nice.
Because you have a ton of attacks. That was my action. And as my bonus action, Scorpion. That's it.
Alita's been boy banded, and it's Grunger's turn.
So out of curiosity, are we still using old rules, or are we transitioning into new rules?
You can pick. I mean, we haven't transitioned at all, but
so
what are you thinking?
If I want to spam my smite still, I can do that, right?
Yes.
Very cool.
Are you not allowed to do that in the new rules? That sucks.
Yeah, so Divine Smite is now a bonus action in the new rules.
No.
It's a spell instead of a class ability. 27 and 28 hit. I believe those are both hits. Grungar is going to do 2 level 3 smites on those. Ooh. 32 slashing damage and 22 radiant damage. That is Grungar's turn.
Okay. George, Amir... All right, well, for George's turn, he's going to use his action surge after he does his attacks. That's a hit. It's a miss. Gets 2 hits. Does 20 damage. Amir, seeing as the cyborg dragon is actually looking towards the engineer now, and it looks like instead of doing its stomp, it's getting ready to do its breath. So he's going to try to cast that spell. I think that's enough to cast a second level spell. What's his thing? Oh, it might not be. Does he get to add proficiency on scrolls?
Probably.
Because that probably makes it then.
I don't see why a wizard wouldn't be proficient with scrolls.
Right, yeah. I mean, but it's above his casting level is why I'm checking.
Yeah.
Make an ability check using your spell casting ability to determine whether you cast. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. I imagine it's an ability check, so I don't know that you get to use it. So it'd have to be 12.
Yep. He has a 0.
Does he not get... How many caster levels does he even have?
Wait, is he even a wizard? Let me double check. Wait, this isn't even him. Okay. Maybe I was using the wrong thing. Oh, he still gets an 11, though.
Can we do anything to boost? But not a thing.
Oh, his... His spellcasting ability is charisma, not intelligence. So, actually, he makes it. Just barely. All right, he locks the thing's mouth shut. Then... Or its legendary action instead. I think it gets to do an attack.
We need George's health to be up.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. All right. Claw attack. I think he's going to take it at Amir, who just locked his mouth.
No!
That's a hit, I believe. 14 damage. All right. It's actually its turn.
Mord really likes Amir. I heard.
King Vince wouldn't happen to have a sentinel feat, would he?
I don't think so. All right, this thing's going to start moving over here. I think that puts it out of the reach of Olita, Amir, King Vince, and Wiley. They're going to take... Oh, he actually hits.
A 13 does not hit, I would imagine.
No, it's not a hit. Okay, so Olita, go ahead and start doing your turn. I'm going to finish up his attacks on the engineer.
Okay, so that makes me think he doesn't like whatever the engineer is doing.
I think it's safe to assume that the engineer is still on our side.
Oh, good lord.
Okay, 27 hits.
Boom.
There it is. There. All right, 12 damage.
Did you add extra d4?
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay, 16. Oh, no, wait. I have to roll it first, right? I don't just get to add 4.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so 14 damage. And 20. Is that enough to hit?
No.
No? But, okay.
You get to roll again as Philip takes a reaction to give you the reroll.
Okay, well, that's not enough. Can I use luck then?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so it's still not enough. All right, so I think that's moving on to... Where are these? Okay, yeah, so seize a key point and do the two unarmed strikes, I guess. Okay, well, that first one's not enough. Second one is also not enough. Goodness. All right, well, let's use another luck and see if I can get one to hit. No. Okay, so let's do the stunning strike, though. So I did manage to hit it with my melee weapon at least once. So it needs a con saving throw, DC 15, or be stunned? Or was that one of the things that it was immune to?
It's not immune to it, but it has hella resistances. It does make the resistance, though. So it beat the stunning.
Okay.
Like three times a day, if it fails a saving throw, it can just succeed in anyway. Is that all of your turn?
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of lux.
Yeah, I have one left.
All right, Maeve, it's going to be your turn. Engineer moves here, and you see him pop a gem out of the console. It just flies up in the air and lands in his hand, and he smiles over at you.
I clap for him.
Well, he gives you kind of like a hat tip, and you get the impression in that moment he plans to flee.
Okay.
As he misty steps over to here.
What was the range on that whip?
I think it was 15 feet.
Damn.
I mean, what if she was really fast and got him as he was trying to get away?
Technically
speaking,
can't
do it as a reaction.
Not as a reaction. Plus, I think he could still misty step out of the whip.
Okay.
I'm pretty tempted. I mean, I know I should focus on the dragon, but that kind of pisses me off. Because I feel like whatever valuable thing he just stole is important.
Yeah. Okay. He's done moving and stuff. It's your turn.
Whoa, where are you going, dude?
Damn it, he's really far away. 15 feet, you said?
For the whip, yeah.
What's my speed? Oh, my speed is 40. Guess what? I can go 15 feet away from him. Because you said the door doesn't count, right?
Right.
You sound a little bit upset there.
A little bit. He might just be 5 feet out of the reach.
Well, if the door space doesn't count, then that's 15 between him and me, right?
Between you and him, yeah. Like your reach would be out to here, right?
Well, fine. I'll take a bonus action and go a little bit further.
Rogue shit.
And then I will whip him.
I should have just let you do it.
Whip it good.
I don't know how that works. I didn't copy it down. I didn't actually anticipate to use it. Plus three lasso of displacement sounds like what I need, though.
All right. Yeah, you would be spinning it up. It's a plus three to attack.
Is it strength or dex?
It would be strength or dex. Well, you're doing a grapple with this, right? Essentially, lock target. Yeah, on a successful ranged attack, you can make a free ranged grapple attack. Okay, so yeah, you just do your normal attack with it using dexterity.
What type of weapon is a lasso?
This would be, it's considered a simple weapon in this case.
Okay, so then proficiency also. So that's 4 + 4 + 3 = 11 to add. So 20 to hit.
Yeah, that hits them. And then you roll the damage, which should be like a d4 plus your dex.
8 damage.
And then you get as a free action, a free ranged grapple attack using dexterity instead of strength.
So basically an acrobatics thing instead of athletics.
Yep.
Okay, so that is 17.
Yep, you got him. He's got a 2. All right, he is now grappled by you with the lasso.
Wiley starts humming the Wonder Woman theme song.
Why are you so distant?
Distant? Well, because I was doing something. You'll see when I send you the recording.
Okay.
I played the Wonder Woman theme into the snowball microphone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like a rock version of it.
Gotcha. All right. Is that your turn, Maeve?
Yeah. So that was all of my movement plus a little more plus an action plus. Yeah, that's my turn.
Wiley.
So does she have him grappled?
She's got him grappled. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's cool, bro. I'll attack the dragon. That's not going to do it. That's a 6. That's a 7. And then I got a sting. Let me see if that's even, is that any better? It's not. It's plus 4. All right. Well, that's an 11. I whiff. That's my turn.
Yeah. You like glitched out over there, Grungar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Grungar is going to take a couple swings. Oof. That is
two misses with advantage, so he's going to use inspiration. Try again. Wow, that is still a miss. Dungar's turn.
What the... What? Those are ones.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here, guys. Like, dice everywhere are failing everybody.
Yeah.
The dice are scared of the legendary creature. Although, but the battle music I got going on right now is pretty solid.
It's plus two more, so it's actually 14 damage to this thing. Because I don't have the versatile version on George. Amir, I don't know what he wants to do. He probably doesn't want to hop into its reach, though. Maybe he'll go over here, kind of look over at this guy, wonder what he should do.
Lock his mouth, bro. Lock his mouth.
Block his mouth. Vicious mockery. Is that a thing that's helpful? No. Yeah, I mean, I guess he's going to go over here and try to grapple and block his mouth. As for this thing, it's going to do its seismic stomp thing. So everybody within 15 feet needs to make a strength saving throw, if I remember right.
George, Vince, and Alita get a plus three bonus.
DC 22 strength saving throw.
Wiley got a 7.
All right, 17 damage.
Ouch.
18.
It's not enough. 17 damage.
Grungar makes that with a 27.
Nice.
How much damage was it?
17.
So half that?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Vince fails. George fails. I think that was... Wait, update. I can't wait until this fight is over. I think it still has its movement. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30.
Does that provoke opportunity attacks?
Oh, yeah. It seems to not even care as it runs through everybody.
Oof. Wiley misses.
Yeah, Grungar just barely misses as well. Wait, actually, no, he has advantage.
Is he ending there?
Yeah, he's kind of blocked by you, actually, but yeah.
Well, I managed to hit a 27.
Oh, nice. Roll up your damage. 7.
12.
At the end of his turn, I'm going to use my reaction to step away from him.
All right. It has reach, by the way, just so you know.
Doesn't provoke.
Wait, did I roll King Vince's? No. Alita, it's your turn.
Okay. So I should probably get a little bit closer. Okay, 27.
Is a hit.
14 damage. Okay, 28.
It's also a hit.
And 7 damage. And then, let's see. Well, guess I'll go ahead and get closer. I can do these, like, flurry of blows. 24.
Your dice are doing amazing now.
Right? Okay, 11 damage.
Is that with the D4 added in to all these?
No. Oh, well, I still have that because I'm still big. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's... okay, well, let me roll it 3 times. And okay, so there's 3. Okay, so add another 5 on there.
Anything else?
I think that's it. I missed the last one.
Reroll it.
I can reroll it?
Yep. Philip uses his combat ability to give you... actually, I think it's adds 10 to your roll.
That's... Oh.
Oh, he's a war cleric.
Like on top of...
Okay, whatever you roll plus
18. 10. 18. So, okay, yeah. So that's definitely enough. Wait, what is that? Okay, 8 damage. So okay. Close.
Is that... That's your turn?
That's it.
All right, so it actually, Philip would have went just before you. I'm going to have him try to hit this thing. 25 is a hit. The second one, he tries to do attack twice, 10 damage to it. All right, so between you and Philip, you managed to kill it with your punch. It actually would have been what was needed.
Dragon got so punched to death. Isn't that something?
Engineer, he's going to try and, well, he can't because he's grappled. He can't move. Speed 0. He's going to try and break free from the grapple. So it's an opposed check. You win. You don't even need to roll.
18 on the die, man.
Yeah. All right. So that was his action. Maeve, it's your turn.
So I will give him the opportunity to give back the gem he took and get away scot-free. Just hold out my hand.
All right. Well, I think that ends combat. I guess he's going to kind of dialogue you a bit. He's going to be like... He's going to remind you that he needs the gem to get his ship working so he can leave. He's like, otherwise, I'm just stuck here.
While he runs, claws in the air, and snips him.
Really? You just, like, attack him?
Well, I just, like, grip him in my claw.
Oh, okay.
Part of that's an attack. Oh, well, I miss. I try again.
You probably have advantage, yeah.
Miss again.
He's just glitching out, like...
Yeah, I can't do it. All right, I'm going to try to stab him with my stinger because I missed. 19.
Yeah, that's a hit.
All right.
He is not resistant to poison.
Oh, hey. It'll work. All right, hold on. Con save 12.
Are you kidding me?
That's awesome. So 6 damage from the piercing and 16 poison.
Whoops. Okay. I guess it's Grungar's turn.
I'm going to hold up my hand, though, and be like, hold on just a second, guys. Like, we don't necessarily need to kill him just yet, because I was going to offer him a deal.
The tail slipped.
I let the scorpion come in and do things because he's impulsive that way.
The tail slipped. I didn't mean it.
Because here's my thought. Like, I know you want to get away, but whatever is going on in the grand scheme of things, it involves this place, it involves your people, whatever. I feel like our people need to know about it, and you're the only survivor. So agree to come with us, or with the king, or whoever, and offer information for your life, or die here. What do you pick?
Tries to hand it to you. He's like, but oh, I'm all tied up. I can't actually get to it.
Is there anybody available who could get to it? I don't trust him.
I can get it. I try to get it.
Okay. Roll an attack roll, I guess.
Attack his pocket.
Nat 20.
Okay. Let's do the damage for that.
Oh, okay. So 2d8 plus 2 then. That would be because it's 1d8 plus 2 normal.
Thank God.
4 points of critical damage.
All right, yeah, you cut it out of his pocket. You also cut his leg a little bit, and it falls to the ground.
Now, I try to pick it up and hand it to Maeve.
It's like a really bad cut that just happens to be in the right area that it doesn't do too much damage.
Don't worry, we have a healer.
He almost took his leg off.
I was kind of picturing somebody with hands getting the gem, but that's fine.
You didn't specify, bro.
Alita.
Yes?
You're standing in there.
Uh-oh.
You're very big.
Can I make it through the doorway?
Yeah, you can make it through the doorway, but so this cyborg dragon's laying there.
Oh yeah, we should loot him.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
As you're walking over him and decide to stop and look down, you see several gears on his back, and within them you see gems. And one of them looks like what you need for your staff.
Nice. I'll take that.
Seems to be calling out to you, so I figured I'd point that out to you as soon as possible here. And then I don't know. I'm going to guess you kind of squeeze through the doorway. I don't know. Isn't there a movie about this?
Squeeze into the doorway?
Well, no, just like the giant lady or something.
Attack of the giant 50-foot cheerleader or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Attack of the giant Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I don't know. Okay, so he hands it to you. You took the gem, right, Wiley?
I handed it to Maeve.
Okay, well, you need to roll a charisma save before you do that.
Oh, yeah. I get plus 0 to that, so I'll just roll it and...
You get plus 3 from Grungar.
Oh, 13.
You eat it.
Nom, 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 nom.
God damn it.
What?
I thought we had a deal going with that thing.
This is what he wants, though. He wants gems, and specifically he wanted that one.
You'll have to wait till it comes out the other end, bro.
What happens if you shift forms?
How big is this gem? Do I have to be worried?
It's probably the size of a closed fist.
Oh, no. Like Amir's fist or like Wiley's fist?
Grungar's.
Oh, my God.
Can a scorpion even eat that thing?
Can't they? No. Don't they have mouths?
I don't think it's that large.
Well, he has a magic mouth and he can make it as big as he wants.
Does the magic mouth lead to his digestive system, though?
No. What happens to it, Wiley?
You said I ate it. I ate it.
I mean, suddenly I'm starting to wonder if we should have modified what happened. Where else would he put it, I guess?
Can Grungar maybe try to swipe it before he eats it?
It's in my call.
I think I should let Maeve and Grungar both do checks because you guys are pretty familiar with his gem eating.
He gets a look in his eye, and we're like, oh, no. Hey, I rolled a 20.
What does Wiley get for his dexterity?
I get a plus 0 to my save, so a 6.
All right.
Do I get a plus 3 from the aura?
Not for you.
It sucks in his aura. Not for you today.
Like, kind of, like, sucking in his stomach a little bit, just...
I think it is like a choice. You can choose what creatures benefit from it. So yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I reached.
Not for you.
I reached to grab the gem, and I pinch Engineer Grack in my claw again.
Kind of. Yeah.
I only got a 7, so I miss.
I suppose one of you two managed to take it before he ate it then. So we're all happy about that.
Not my sling. My sling is not happy.
No. And I think Amir's going to show up here, kind of where the engineer was, but like now Alita's standing there, so I don't know where it appears.
Can the giant lady not be so giant anymore?
She sucks in her stomach now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
She's big. Amir is small. It works.
When I failed my charisma saving throw, I would have dropped concentration on the enlarged spell. Because all I cared about was eating the gem.
Oh, very cool.
All right, so it appears. Amir appears here, and he holds out his hand.
I slap it. I give him a 5.
Sorry, not Amir. Gael.
Oh, the other goblin. Like, the actual Gael, not just the sling?
Well, it's like the projection, illusional projection.
Before I just hand over a gem, I need to know what you're going to do with it, knowing that it powers ships and things.
Well, I'm a ship, and I need some power. I'll even take this engineer off your hands.
Were you gonna eat him too, bro?
Yes.
Is he red?
Do I recognize this as my sling?
I think you probably could, but it'd be the first time you see it, I suppose. It has the same voice.
Bro, my sling is a ship? Oh.
I think I'm kind of gonna defer to King Vince here. This is a complicated matter that I don't feel like I should be making decisions about. Because like my initial thought was he and George and maybe Amir should be escorting this guy back to home base and deciding, you know, potentially world-ending things amongst like world leaders. But I did tell Gael that we'd help him find gems, although that was before I knew that there were ship-powering gems involved.
King Vince would say, I think this is actually your call. You're the adventurers. He's like still wiping blood off his hands.
Well, this Gael has actually been pretty helpful to us through this journey, although I don't know him. I'm kind of serious about like the engineer guy maybe being able to give us some information that'll help us decode this base and as well as whatever bigger picture elements are at play here. So, Gael, is there any possible way that I can promise this gem to you later? Like, could you stick it? Oh my gosh, no. I kill it.
Okay, you do?
Hold on, Gael, and then I stab it. Is that really a funnel head creeping up on us?
Yeah.
One moment, Gael, and then I whip out my axe and throw it at him. 21 to hit the funnel head.
All right, roll your damage.
Is he threatened?
He would be if you let him get that close. I don't know how soon you would have thrown your thing at him.
I was a little preoccupied. Oh, wait, I need 5 more of those. Hold on. I'm going to keep that 6, though. 32 damage on the funnel head.
Nice.
Are you serious?
The little mushroom falls out from the funnel head and after you kill it, and it sits up.
Oh, God.
And just looks around.
Does he seem threatening?
He doesn't seem threatening, no.
Let me guess, you're here for gems, too.
Do you have some?
Did that funnel head eat you, bro?
It swallowed. Well, I mean, I was fighting it. It was epic.
That's fucking trippy, man.
Says, wait a minute. You're wily.
Yeah! Caesar!
It runs over and gives you a high five. And a
bro!
Hug.
Dude, it's been too long.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, apparently I was looking for a sling that was a ship. Dude. But he makes the mind-blown symbol.
Okay. All right, so Wily and Kaiser start catching up on small talk. And the funnel head is no longer there. So maybe you can go back to your conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? Should I give this gem to Gael?
What if we have sort of an alliance? Like, we could use this ship for transport if we ever needed.
What if we just give it to the engineer, Crack, and let him go?
Shut up, Crack. We wanted him for information, right? We were sad initially when it looked like he was dying because those guys were eating him because we left him tied up in the other room because we wanted to, like, pump him for info. So that's all my thought is here. Instead of killing him, we should, like, you know, pump him for info now that we have a chance. But I don't know what to do about Gael because if I give him this gen, he's gone. Well, I don't know. Maybe Alita's got a point.
Yeah, I mean, what does Gael think of the idea of being a ship for adventures occasionally or something?
He shrugs. He says, well, where would, if you need to go somewhere, sure. All right, so Wily, do you have other gems on you that I had you eat? I don't think so.
We kept stopping him.
I don't know. I think I ate a couple in the beginning.
Yeah, it was at least a couple.
All right. You feel something weird happen in your stomach. And Gale, and then you feel it disappear. Not your stomach. It's whatever was inside of your stomach disappear. And it shows up all gross in this illusion's hand, and he hands it out towards Alita and says, if you ever need a ride, use this.
Oh. I grab a cloth and take it.
Darius cloth is like, oh. This is so gross.
Probably acidic or poisonous or something. I don't know.
Starts eating through the cloth I'm holding. So what do I do with it?
Oh, you just shake it and then should, you know, connect us.
What, it's a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, essentially. It's like a messaging stone, but it's a gem. Okay. It didn't have to be a gem, but he likes gems. So, holds out his hand again.
Just his hand, or is there something gross in it?
Just his hand, yeah.
Okay, well, I suppose I'm looking around. As long as everybody seems cool with it, I suppose I'll hand the gem over. And I'm not counting Greg. I know he's going to hate this idea. I'll hand him the ship gem and, like, pat him on the invisible pretend head or whatever.
All right. As soon as you hand it to him, you see the gem start to disappear. Wiley, you feel something in your stomach.
Oh.
Gale disappears.
I was hungry for a minute, but now I'm not. It's the weirdest thing, man. But then, anyway, then this freaking dragon shows up, right? And, I don't know, man. It's just wild. It's been wild.
Wait, this is a paladin?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a... Can
you teach me to smite?
Grungar would... supposed to teach him to smite, yeah.
Okay. All right, so what's the plan forward here, Maeve? I think I interrupted you, sorry.
Oh, my finger just keeps twitching on the button, so not really. My thought was that we gotta get this Grat guy out of here, so, I don't know, send him, like, an official escort. Like, George is a king's guard, right? And then we've got the king. I don't know who else, the official people, maybe Amir, send them back with this guy to get him secured and talking to people who could potentially use the information he may have.
Grungar also has a set of manacles that could be used.
Yeah.
All right, so you're sending all the NPCs with Grack and manacles. Am I understanding correctly?
I think so. Unless we want to keep the cleric for the heals.
We could probably keep Philip, yeah.
Kaiser kind of wants to stay to learn to smite. Are you talking about sending Amir too?
Yeah, I just feel like this Grack guy is a little slippery. So we need somebody who's experienced with the slippery folk.
I'll set them off to the side here. They're not gone, but wait, that's like vision.
Pretty happy to have bossed the king around.
Apparently captain outranks king.
Yeah.
He's deferring to you because you are the adventurers. This is, you know, he might be king, but he's not like the commander here. So he's kind of like leading by following, I suppose, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Good leaders always follow the experience of their people.
Yeah, that's the way to put it.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, did Wiley get to keep the sling, or the sling was Gale?
I reached for it.
You do still have it, but it is not Gale anymore.
Oh.
Is it still magical, at least?
It is.
That's good.
Turn into a club.
Oh.
It doesn't turn into a club.
I'll always fondly remember you, my shape-changing sling.
The stone on Alita says, I will think of you too, Wiley.
We were buds, bro.
Is that a listening device to, like, now he's going to be peeping on all our adventures?
Eavesdropping thing? Could be.
So wait, I have one. Is there one in Wiley's stomach still?
It might be. He did put something in Wiley's stomach as he left.
We're in here to loot the dragon.
Oh yeah, look, I found this awesome gem that fits right into my astral spire.
That's cool.
I can't pick up my super whip thing.
The whip thing, you can't pick it up?
The lasso, yeah. That was kind of satisfying to actually use it.
Yeah. So I had information about that gem.
I had written down that adding the gem made one-handed go to D8 and two-handed go to D10 for damage.
That's pretty cool.
So you have a mind feeder gem. That's what you picked up, Alita. And this one's psychokinetic. So it adds 1d4 ectoplasmic damage, as well as doing what you were talking about, like raising the damage dice type.
Okay.
So there is amongst the plate dragon here, or not plate dragon, but there's plate armor on this dragon. The different piece. What the hell is that?
It's the guy from Prodigy.
Oh, man, I'm so sad because I think he died.
He did a while ago, yeah. You know what? Man, I can't remember what song it was. I was thinking of that popped in my head by them when I was reading this guy. That's Psychokinetic and all that stuff. Yeah, there you go.
Plate of the Machine Heart. Oh. Armor is crafted from gleaming silver-toned metal that shimmers with an internal pulsing light. Infused with the magical energy that allows the wearer to tap into the power of the cyborg dragon's mechanical heart.
What's the enchantment on it?
It's a plus one. Heart of the Machine. Bonus action to activate the heart. For 1 minute, the armor grants the wearer plus two to AC and plus one to strength and strength saving throws.
Well, Grungar is going to take that.
Once per long rest, the wearer can use a bonus action to unleash a surge of mechanical energy. This creates a 10-foot radius burst of force centered on the wearer. Each creature in the burst must make a strength saving throw, DC 16. On a failed save, the creature takes 3d8 bludgeoning damage and is pushed 10 feet away from the wearer. On successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and is not pushed. So basically that seismic slam that it kept doing over and over, it's on this thing.
Yeah.
There is also a staff that you would find on here, and it's a druidic staff. You can kind of tell just by looking at it that it's probably druidic, I should say, because it's, you know, it's made of wood. It's intricate, and there's a leaf on it, so druid.
This looks like it was here for me, bro. It's got a leaf on it.
You can take an inspiration, because you've been doing the Wily roleplay super amazing.
Thank you, man.
And so for this dragon, other than probably some valuables and intricate clockwork stuff to collect and drag around, there's probably not much else on it. There is this hoard over here, though.
Yeah, we probably would or should grab as much of the clockwork stuff as we could, though, because I know somebody named Morad who'd probably appreciate it.
Oh, I should mention that all the sparklies and stuff are no longer coming from this thing as soon as the gem was taken out of it.
I walk up there. Does the sparklies come back?
It does not.
Okay.
But you do suddenly feel like this is a familiar place to you.
Hey.
And you're pretty sure it's connected to having had Gale in your possession, I guess.
You said in you?
Yeah.
Okay.
In your possession.
Well, yeah, man, like, you ever have this feeling like you've been here before, bro? Like, you know, like, it's happened. I've never been here, but I've been here. You know what I mean? You ever feel like that? This is weird stuff, man.
I feel like you've had a lot of unique experiences in your lifetime.
You don't even know the half of it. A mushroom guy showed up out of the blue, like outside of a funnel head, and it was just like normal. Dude, that's just like a Tuesday.
I was just thinking that. We like rescue this random mushroom and you're like, oh, hey, that's my bestie.
Yeah, man.
I'm curious, suddenly, if this thing is shut down, then I wonder what has become of the other machinery we've come across, the ones that were showing like planets and moons and stuff like that. If that gem is gone, like at a certain point when we're done looting all the hordes and whatnot, I kind of want to check on them and see if they're still operational.
Yeah.
All right. So you do peek into the earth room with those like those cryogenic chamber things. I'm going to move you over there. Bloop. Should I move everybody? In a word, yes, it's shut down.
So exploding the planet, we could potentially conclude, is no longer on the table.
Something's no longer on the table, yes. There is a funnel head over here, but it's like you hear, you just saw it like for a moment as it's like, seems to be repairing this thing.
So we haven't quite like shut down all the fuckery going on here.
Get him.
That's possible. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go attack him.
Yeah, I've determined that an axe to the head is a pretty good cure for whatever ails him.
I'll save you, Kaiser.
17.
To hit? Yeah, like Alita just goes over, beats it down. Wily comes over, hits it a bunch. Maybe you sneak attack it. It dies and explodes. We're not going to run the combat on that thing.
I look around for random acts of mushroom.
No.
He now fully expects a mushroom friend to pop out of every funnel head because it happened once.
Yep. Must be like a rare drop.
There's only one Caesar. So you're going to tell us about a dragon horde before I so rudely interrupted.
Can I get a D100 from everybody?
I got 19.
18.
43 for me.
Okay. What was the lowest one? 19?
19.
18.
No.
All right, so 3d6 gems.
Hang on, I'm trying to find a way to do a 100 dice on this app. I mean, I can roll the one that just goes by tens and get a 30. I don't know if that's helpful.
You can roll it again and get your second digit.
Okay, 34 then.
Sorry to ask again. 19, correct on Wiley?
Yep.
Where the hell did table D go? I just had it. Okay. Roll me another D100.
Okay. Rolled it.
72?
20. Oh, 72. Yep.
Oh, was it 72 or 20 something?
Hold on. Let me do the D100. I rolled two D10s here. It was 78, actually.
Okay. Potion of longevity.
Oh, okay. I can live forever.
Who wants to live forever?
All right. What was the next one?
18 from Grungar.
Another D100.
49.
Spell scroll, 6th level. So we can write that down. We'll roll that later.
Hmm? Hey, Maeve, does Maeve fit still the thing for George?
Maybe.
But he's kind of a little older, right?
And human.
Well, what if we could make him freaking younger, man? Like, he could live longer.
I'll ask him what he thinks about that. I feel like he should be able to consent to that sort of a thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I don't know the guy.
Is that what that's for, is to make him younger?
Yeah, your physical age is reduced by 1d6 plus 6 years to a minimum of 13 years.
Interesting.
Every time you drink a potion, there's a 10% chance, 10% cumulative chance that you age instead by 1d6 plus 6 years.
That sounds risky.
That's only a 10% chance. 20% if you drink the second one.
Right, so we got, did the 18, I think that was Grungar. Who was up next? Ilita and...
34.
What was 34? Okay, another D100 from you then.
10.
Potion of Supreme Healing.
Wow.
That's really good. And then, Maeve, what did you have?
43.
Another one? Another D100?
24.
All right, go ahead and roll that one again because we already have that.
51.
Potion of Storm Giant Strength. When you drink this potion, your strength score changes to 29 for 1 hour.
That's
right.
Pretty strong.
Let's see. What was the hard rolls on this? All right, we got one more roll. It's kind of a high level roll. So you guys decide who rolls the D100 for this.
How about we all roll and take the average?
You actually want to do that?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, let's roll it. 78 again.
He's on a roll.
I like it.
An Ion Stone of Agility.
Oh, that's really good.
Kind of sounds like I might trade somebody a Storm Giant Strength potion for that.
All right, let's resolve the spell scroll.
Dex by 2, and it's a deep red sphere.
All right, one more roll, actually, and I think I'll do it. 30. Ring of Invisibility.
Wow.
That sounds like another thing for Maeve.
I already have one.
Oh,
well, I can reroll that.
I mean, does Alita want a Ring of Invisibility?
No, fair enough.
Sure.
Okay, there we go. Got a Ring of Invisibility then.
Yeah, do you want us to update our characters for next time or just leave them?
I'm going to leave that up to everybody if you want to do that or not. What do you guys think?
I don't even know the new rules yet.
In my opinion, I think that they're pretty compatible. So if you would like to start doing that, you can. But like, if you're going to do it, don't like pick and choose, like do it full. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we can do whatever.
I think Grungar will be updating to the new rules because some of the changes that they made to Paladin are pretty nice.
So what's the plan going forward from here? Are you going to stay in this place or are you going to head back with Grack and the party?
Kind of feel like me personally, I'd rather head back and send back experts to like strike team through the rest of this place and people who can study and know more than basic surface stuff about what's going on here or what other potential connections might need to be shut down.
Yeah, let's go see what the king needs. So did I pass
probably...
Did I pass my job interview, man? Like, you know, maybe like also, stick around or something.
We should also probably go and see if Grack made it to Portal or whatever, or if he slipped away. Like, just slippery little shit he is.
If this is a vote thing, as far as whether Wiley passed his job interview, I mean, I'm down. Scorpion was a little impulsive, but that might have been the influence of the goblin in his pocket. So.
As long as he stops eating our gems in the future, I'm fine with
it. No promises.
Well, any more slings that we pick up, You're not getting him.
It will just take out his share of the loot.
Sunbeam, Grungar.
Oh, I don't think that's on my spell list. Nor is it of a level that I will ever be able to cast.
Sell it?
Probably. Maybe give it to Philip, our cleric.
I have a potion of storm giant strength that might be more useful to you.
Perhaps. But if selling it is an option, then that might be the most useful option.
Oh, did you want this stone?
The ion stone?
Yeah.
I kind of do. Either that or Alita might be able to make use of it also. I think she uses some dex.
Well, I hand the gem-looking ion stone to you.
Make sure to check for saliva and stomach acid.
I didn't eat it, man. I didn't eat it. I'm kind of full right now. Like, I was not full, and then I'm full. I don't know what that means.
Are we back at the palace? Feels like it's been forever since I've been here.
Missing images. Oh, I still have you guys down here.
Daryl reloaded the page because I thought that it was just my page messing up. But
I'm just kind of loading this up for next time. Actually, this might not be where we're at anyways. We might be at Razor Keep.
Yeah, that was where the portal was.
Yeah, I forgot you didn't come through the throne room like was planned.
I mean, I'm sure we'd eventually make our way back here sooner or later. Depends on how quickly you'd be wanting to do things.
Yeah, I was assuming you guys left. And I'm assuming you guys are going to send other people. That's what you were talking about. Was that decided on?
Give them the map that we have got.
Yep, from the steamers.
Did that Grack make it through or did he slip away?
No, he made it through.
Put him in a room with Raby. If anybody can, you know, put him on our side, be the crazy fairy lady.
Hey, royal service dude.
Nathaniel?
Is that like a room service but royal?
Where's the bathroom, bro?
Like, if you come with me, I'll show you the powder room.
We need to go faster. Okay, thank you.
That's hilarious that you actually have a bathroom prepared.
yeah, I can't go if you're standing there. Thanks, bro.